Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of my podcast. I am back. Yes, hallelujah. For those that missed me, for the rest, whatever. So, like I've said for the past two episodes, I'm going to talk about friendship and why it's so important. You know, I see, you know, I have been seeing in the past posts about people talking about how they cannot invest with their friends, or how they cannot borrow their friends money, or how they can't even tell their friends how much they earn. All these kinds of things. You know, some people even go as far as hiding their significant others from their friends. As per, you know, basically all these boil down to you don't trust your friend. And it's like, why do you have a friend that you don't trust? You know, and you know, it could be based on like where you are, you know, the kind of people that you're around. It's hard to trust people. You know, it could be something like based on your past experiences where you've trusted people and it has, you know, come back to bite you in the butt, so you just don't bother yourself. And I'm guessing different reasons. I hope that nobody just wakes up and decides not to trust their friends, or they just go on social media and they read some things and they're like, I don't trust anybody. You know, because friendship is really something that is important to me. And you know, right from primary school self, I've always enjoyed the gift of friendship. So I'm not in contact with anyone from my primary school, but I remember those days where, you know, we were very like close-knit and had a lot of fun. And yeah, obviously we were very young, and obviously at that age everybody has friends. Like, I mean, even the bullied, well, sometimes unfortunately maybe the person that's being bullied doesn't have friends, but most people do have friends at that young age. And then moving to secondary school, I made friends. I was shy then, but I was still able to make friends. And you know, some friendships were from GS1's SS3, some were just class by class. I made friends with people that were in class in sets below me, because I don't really care about all these social status things or expectations. You know, people be like, Maribel, you should not. I was like, I don't care. You know, if I like you, I like you. I don't care if you're older, younger. That doesn't matter to me. So, I've always been a free spirit. So, if we're friends, I can pretty much tell you like anything about myself. I don't really hide things away from my friends. So before I can call someone your friend, I mean, you have to be qualified. And you know, that just means, first of all, I have to have that chemistry with you. Like, we need to be able to talk, and it flows. You know, some people that when you're talking with them, it requires energy. I can feel the energy it requires to talk to some people. And so I know that, okay, we can be friendly, but we cannot be like super close, because I don't have the strength to always be under tension when I'm talking to the person, right? So that was like one of the, you know, main criteria. And you know, do we have fun together? Do you like, are you also someone that doesn't take yourself too seriously? You know, I don't take myself super seriously, so I can't be friends with someone whose shoulders are always up. We won't be able to get along, because I'll just always be like, oh, calm down, you're always too much, and the person will get offended because be like, how dare you tell me that, blah, blah, blah. You know, I have friends that someone called me a fish. One friend called me beans. Mr. Salim that calls me beans. You know, so just stuff like that. Like, you know, if I was someone that got easily offended, I would not be able to take those jokes. And because I don't get easily offended, I mostly gravitate towards people that also don't get easily offended. Obviously, it doesn't mean that it's just been insulting us, but I mean, it's kind of part of the, you know, friendship, learning people and kind of gauging how things go. So one of the best things about having friends is, you know, having people to just have fun with and just be goofy with, you know. And And that thing is being able to be yourself around these people. Like, I am a very silly person. I like the silliness. I like fun, you know. I do strange voices sometimes. You know, I like to just dance randomly. It doesn't matter where I am. I like to dance. I like different kinds of music. Sometimes I just want to listen to High School Musical, you know. Sometimes I listen to, like, you know, songs from Disney films. Maybe if you think I'm not being mature or something, you may be like, oh, this girl is such a child at her advanced age. She's still, you know, but I don't care. I think I learned to accept myself and to love all parts of myself. Even though sometimes I say things like I hate myself, but I actually don't hate myself. Maybe I just hate what I did in that moment, right? But I love myself. I love being by myself. I know it's a different podcast, but I love being by myself and everything. So I've come to accept myself. I think one real true part of being able to be a good friend and to enjoy friendship is loving and accepting yourself. Because when you accept yourself and you're not ashamed of any part, then you don't feel the need to kind of hide parts of yourself or also project your fears on people, right? Because I find like a lot of times when people are, you know, bullying people about a particular thing, it's something that they are insecure about, and you know that they create that barrier between them and other people so that they cannot have a proper relationship. But you know, when you accept yourself, then you open yourself up to friendships, and you're able to be a true friend to someone, and you're able to receive friendship. Another pro of friendship is, you know, having a prayer partner. So I'm a Christian. So over the years, I've had like different prayer partners. Now I don't have a specific prayer partner, but you know, having someone that I can just call and be like, "Oh, I'm going through this," and the person will be like, "Okay, let's pray," and you pray about it. The one time I had a specific prayer partner, I prayed. We prayed together for like a year or so. I don't even know why we stopped. Definitely now it's gonna be harder. With your spiritual life, you know that, and that's another thing. You know, friends build you up, so it's not just, oh, let's just have fun all the time. They build you up. So you know, this was helping build my spiritual life, which was great. Because at the time I was really struggling, so you know, every little bit helped. Having someone who always tell you the truth, no matter how harsh. Okay, I don't like tough love. I really don't. Like, I don't like it when someone just tell me something like straight up without no sugar, spice, and everything nice. No, I don't like it. But I've had some of my friends tell me some really harsh truths, and I'll just sit down and just take it. After, I'll be like, "Can you believe this? I would never say something like this to this person. How dare they?" Blah, 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 blah. But you know, I like, in hindsight and after it, obviously, I appreciate the fact that they're honest with me, because that means that you're not just being a yes man, and you're not just saying what you think I want to hear. You're telling me the truth. So that helps me grow as a person, because I get to receive their criticism and feedback, and you know, take the ones that I want to take and throw away the ones I want to throw away. Yes, my friend, you're not good. So if you know, you may just, some of the things that they may say may be things that you know they feel about themselves, or they think that should be on me. I may not care that much, so I throw that part away. But I appreciate the fact that, you know, I don't just have yes men that can tell me that, truthfully, you messed up here, well, this is not right, or that, whatever, you know. Then, and I think the most important one that I wrote down, because this, anyways, I don't talk too much, was, you know, some time ago, this was when I was still in undergrad, I was in this friend group, and there was one person that we just observed over the time period that, you know, we'd all share our struggles, we'd share our shortcomings and insecurities and stuff, and you know, she never shared hers, and once we noticed that, you know, it caused everybody else to kind of close up, because it's like, if I'm just telling you all my deep dark secrets and you're not telling me anything, you're just there listening and smiling, like, what? I can't trust you, because that means that you in my head I'm like, you can use this thing against me, you know what I mean? Because why don't I know any of your secrets or any of the things you're struggling with? And why are you just listening to everything I'm saying? You're not my therapist, right? So I believe friendship is a two-way street. So this is not in terms of kindness. Be kind to everyone, and it's not about, you know, the kindness being reciprocated to you, but I'm talking about in terms of openness and whatnot. Because the whole point of friendship is companionship, is you know, friendship is a very intimate relationship when done right. You know, but obviously there are people who do layers of friendship. You have your close friends, then you have just friends, acquaintances, and all that stuff. Yeah, I have that too. So obviously when you're, you know, divulging your deep dark secrets, it's with your closest friends, right? But if you have close friends that you're the only one telling, or you're not telling them your secrets, everyone's telling you, like, that's not a two-way street, and that's not right, right? You should be able to be vulnerable with true friends, and they should be vulnerable to you as well. Now, vulnerability is not inborn. It's a skill that some people have to learn and, you know, practice over time. Once again, you know, people have had different things happen to them, and they have a wall up, and, you know, but how do they say it? It's only people that have loved that have gotten heartbroken, right? So you can't get to the heartbreak part without getting through the love part. Love is a risk, and you have to just open up yourself to that risk. It will not always pay off, but sometimes it will. You have to be able to gauge. So for example, when I was in camp 2019, I was in camp, and I think a lot of people knew I was an international student. I was not shy about it. Like, I wasn't keeping it to myself. And then I had a stronger accent, so once I spoke, they were like, this girl is not from, she didn't school here, right? So there was this guy, and he started hanging, we'll hang out once in a while or whatnot. So on this blessed day, we went to eat in the market, Mummy Market. I know, I'm still saying it's so posh. We went to eat in the market, and this guy didn't have money, so I paid. And then on top of that, one of his friends came to ask him for money, and he asked me to borrow him money that he'll pay me back. And I said, okay, I'll give it to him. Because one thing about me is, like, I am a generous person. I give what I can afford to give. If I cannot afford to give it, I'm not going to give it. Okay, oh God, you borrowed money from me, kindly pay me back. This guy, till tomorrow, has not paid me back. I'm not trying to cast him or anything, but my point is that he clearly thought I was some kind of person that, you know, would just be giving money up and down. Because I sent my account number and stuff, and he said that was because we had a fight. That's why I'm sending it. I said, you know. Don't you still owe me money? I don't understand. What does our fight have to do with my money? You know, and I let it go. And obviously he avoided me, because, I mean, I was like, see, I let the money go, but in your life, don't ever talk to me. I didn't tell him that, but in my head, I was like, see, God, I forgive the money, but that's it. And he should not talk to me, like, he should just go. And true to form, after camp, he didn't speak to me again. One time, we bumped into each other one time. At the end of service year, other than that, we did, like, nah, you know, people just take for granted certain things, or try to use people, and so it's your discretion does matter, and it does count. Because I'm a very trusting person, it has been taken advantage of a couple of times, I won't lie, but the difference is that I don't really care, because, you know, I'm doing things from a pure heart. You, the devious evil one, you know, God will punish you. So I'm not really bothered by that. and it doesn't stop me from being kind and generous in the future. It just means that I should be more cautious in the future. But friendships wise, thankfully, I've been very lucky. I've made good decisions when it comes to friends. I always end up with people that have like similar values with me, and you know, even when we don't, but we have the chemistry and we have the fun and we're open to with each other. And you know, to me, that's all that's really required to be a good true friend. And also being willing to make the sacrifices of like visits and calls and texts, you know, that thing has to be mutual. You know, it's very annoying when I start noticing that, oh, I am the one that is always initiating, or I'm the one that's always calling. You know, I don't know who else it annoys, but it annoys me. I'm like, why am I noticing this? When I start noticing, I start doing it less, because I'm like, why am I the one? You know, it doesn't make you feel very appreciated, because you feel like, oh, you know, you are putting in more effort than the other person. And while it's not a competition, and while it's not like a romantic relationship or whatever, but friendship is still a commitment. Yes, I know some people be like, ah, this guy's taking it seriously. I'm like, that's the point. If your friendships are not serious, you are not taking that. You don't have real friends. Friendship is very serious business. It's extremely serious business, and it's like not in an unfun way. It's still fun. Even like relationships are fun. Romantic relationships are fun, but it's still serious. You know what I mean? There has to be a level of commitment for both of you to call each other friends. That's why a lot of times you see, we find that people are saying that, you didn't know that you're the only friend in the relationship. Because sometimes you can also actually just befriending yourself and you think that, oh, this person is my friend, and then when it actually comes down to it, this person is not your friend. You know, like you find out the person does something that is very unfriend-like, and they're like, oh wow, okay, so I've just been here by myself. Yes, you can be in that relationship by yourself. You know, so you know, I think we should begin to evaluate and assess our relationships, friendship relationships, and determine which one is staying, which one is going. Because another thing is about value. You know, I said this last week in my birthday podcast. If I'm no longer bringing value to you, I don't think I should stay in your life, and vice versa. Some friendships naturally just end, they come to a natural end, they just drift apart and stuff, and that's it. And it could just be because you guys are now in different phases of life, and some you can try to keep, and you know, some work, some don't work. But some you just realize that. So perhaps, sometimes when you change, also you lose some friends. A lot of people, like when they were in the partying phase, then they got serious. And their partying friends did not get serious. They had to leave that friendship and migrate to a different level of friendship, a different type of friendship. You know, and it doesn't mean that the partying friends are bad or whatever. It's more like your values no longer align, so now you're moving to a different direction and space where your values align. You know, I'm not going to talk about making friends, because making friends is hard, and it's something that takes the blood of Jesus. Sorry, I meant it takes the grace of God to make friends, especially at our age. You know, once you leave school, it definitely gets harder to make friends. That's one of the reasons why I really wanted to go to NYSC camp, because I wanted to make sure that I had friends, and it paid off, even though I still made some more friends after. But it paid off. Like I did make some friends. I just, you know, we're not meant to do life alone. So life is just, it's more beautiful, it's more colorful when you have people to share it with. You know, some days my friends and I were just sharing memes back and forth, sharing, you know, silly videos and things they find on social media. It's not like we're always breaking down and, you know, in tears, you know. Sometimes we just need to laugh, we need a good laugh. You know, life is depressing and sad. God, I sound like I'm depressed. Oof. Not to make light of people that actually have depression, of course. But no, life is, I mean, God, if you just read Nigerian news, it it reached to just not want to get up from bed, you know. But all the funny things here and there just lighten the load and make things better. So friends make your life more colorful. In conclusion, and if you don't have real friends, I suggest you try to make some opportunities that are for themselves with a friendship. You can also go try all these group activities where, like they say, you guys are going to the beach or traveling together and stuff. I feel like that's a great opportunity to make friends. And by the grace of God, if I make money this year, or when I make money this year, that's something I'm going to try, going on a group trip and just making friends. Hopefully I'm not in a room with somebody that is dirty, because I cannot stand dirty people. Definitely we won't be friends. So I'm going to end it here and say I hope I've convinced you that friendships are important and that friendships are beautiful, and that when done right, you know, they can really change your life for better, not for worse. Okay, guys, you can as always hit me up on Instagram at letmelivepod. Can you confirm that? Yep, letmelivepod. Also, Gmail, letmelivepc@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, I'm getting really tired, so I'm gonna end it now.